Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, March 14th, 2018, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, Community Sanctuary Solidarity. Because a lot of people are going to be out in the street today, and we'll just do quickly a bit of weather, and then we're going to go directly to Jenka Soderberg, our KBOO in-house knit master. She's out in the streets today, at least in at the Urban Center, Urban Plaza, where people are congregating right now, even as I speak, in a nationwide, our part of a nationwide student walkout. This is not a political action, direct action on the part of college students, university students. This is people who are currently in high school, who will soon have the right to vote, some of whom already do. It's middle school people walking out all across the nation. This is one thing that's brought us together as a nation, perhaps more than anything else in recent history, is this cross-demographic response to shootings in schools. The message is it stops here and it stops now. Just quickly, let's blast through the weather for today. There's a little slight chance of a bit of a drizzle. Highs around 54. That's nice and warm. For tonight, again, chance of showers, lows in the high 30s. For tomorrow, impending showers back off a little bit, but still cloudy skies at a high around 56. Tomorrow night, possible rain and a low around 37. That said and done, people, before we talk to Jenka, just briefly the headlines today. People are leaving the White House in droves, it would seem. The number of positions that are not occupied is staggering. And this is, of course, not just speaking of the top echelons, is run straight down through this administration. Trump still clinging up there in the rafters, clinging to a pretty shaky rope. That said, Jenka Soderberg has kindly volunteered to join us. A lot of people from this neck of the woods around the station are planning to go down and stand in solidarity with PSU students. Hey, good morning, Jenka. Thanks for being with us today.
Good morning. Thanks, Chris. So I'm down at Portland State University Urban Center, just off 6th Avenue. There's several hundred students gathered here, and they're about to get up and talk about the National School Walkout, including a student who survived the Chemeketa Community College school shooting down in Southern. And this is a 17-minute walkout in protest of Congress's inaction in response to the issue of gun violence. This is a national school walkout. There's several dozen high schools across who are participating, as well as middle school and elementary schools. I have Donald, who's a member of the student government here at Portland State University, here with me. And Donald, what is leading students to walk out at PSU today?
I think it's just being fed up. I think we have a really potent history of student movements really driving forward civil reformation. And I think we've reached a point again where students have decided it's time for us to take power. It's time for us to move forward with policies that our legislators seem to be sort of reluctant to tackle. And so as we are growing up and as we're taking our power in this world, we're taking our claim and saying that this is not good enough. You know, we will remember those who have fallen, not just with our silence, but you know, by following through with our action afterwards too. So, I think that we want to see something done, and I think that's what brings us happy.
Jenka, are you still with us?
Yep.
So people are speaking out on the issue. It's hard to concentrate in a classroom and you know that any minute a crazed gunman, or maybe I should say gun person, crashes through the door and just sprays the place with bullets. That's not conducive to learning. And the message at the same time is get guns off the street, period, and hopefully out of homes, too. Have you had any ever had any personal experience with gun, accidents or any incident involving guns that was perhaps unforeseen?
When I was much younger, I'm born and raised in Washington, D.C., and the East Coast is a little bit more rough and tumble than it is out here in Portland, and so I had several instances during my youth where I was moments away, you know, from experiencing gun violence, and that can be really paralyzing and rob you of your power, and that's a terrifying thing that happened to children most of the time. So, I wouldn't wish that upon anyone. I think it's kind of like a reasonable thing.
Well, another question that I want to get to before we do before we have to go is cross cultural. Is this a cross cultural phenomenon? It appears, and students from various groups, Muslim students, Native American, Southeast Asian. There's a lot of different groups around campus. Are you seeing a cross section of people? Because it seems to me like it's like an issue that affects all of us. It's not like in the classroom, the crazed gunman bursts through the door and says, "Okay, just the Southeast Asian people stand up." This is something that affects everybody, and everyone is in it together, and standing shoulder to shoulder are going to definitely win this one on behalf of everyone. So what's the turnout look like to you?
The turnout's fantastic. I think it's one of the most diverse, large groups of students I've ever seen in one place on campus. And it's bigger than my commencement was, you know. And it's really fascinating to see exactly like you're talking about. These shooters who are racially motivated or motivated to hate, right, are seeking to divide us. And we're really trying to work together to create a united front. You know, we're trying to say exactly what you said, which is it doesn't matter who's being shot. We need to make that stop. You know, we don't need to engage in rhetoric that divides us further. I definitely resonate with what you're talking about.
So, Donald, what other direct action events have you participated in yourself?
This is not my first walkout. I did a walkout actually against armament of campus police a year ago, something like that. And if you remember back in October of 2 years ago, there's pictures of me after I got pepper sprayed in front of City Hall. That was a bad time, too. I have asthma, so it was like a super bad time. But it's not my first rodeo. I bring goggles now. That's my new safety tactic, but I'm here.
You're right. But the police object to full like face masks, gas masks, and that sort of thing, because they want to make sure that the cameras that are everywhere these days get a good look of your face, so that you can be tracked at other similar events and possibly harassed off campus. That would be my takeaway from the issue of goggles and just simply protecting oneself, wearing a bandana soaked in water. Anything is better than getting pepper sprayed. What happened to you, though, last October was quite stunning. Do you want to just really quickly tell the listeners what happened to you and go into a bit more detail? Because this is exactly what we're talking about right now, the incredible asymmetry of the situation where students who are just there to learn. They're just there to learn. And what they learn prompts them to take action, and immediately that you encounter the police at their most vicious. They do get pumped up for these things. What happened to you?
Well, I mean, I live and work and study at the university. So City Hall is only 4 or 5 blocks away from, like, the heart of my community. And so when I heard that there was a protest going on because people had been pushed out of City Hall, I was like, that's something that I really morally object to, and I'm going to go say something about, be in solidarity again. And I wound up standing in line with some folks on the sidewalk, and a line of police officers told us that we needed to take like a step back and then 2 steps back because, you know, for whatever reason, we can't be on the sidewalk if they don't want us to be there. And then after one of the police officers pushed their baton into my chest, I have this like really vivid memory of looking over and seeing another police officer leave and pepper spray underneath my glasses, right, intentionally. And then after that, it's kind of a blur. People were pouring milk on my eyes. I was really lucky to have some of my comrades there who pulled me out. There's a really endearing video of a good friend of mine who grabbed me right away and sat me down and made sure I was safe. It was not a fair experience. I'm a pacifistic person. I'm a med student. I don't think that I should be out there trying to undo the work that I'm going to do with my life. And so I certainly think that's called for. I'm a person with a health condition, and so it's sort of like one disregard for my life. I could have died, right, if somebody hadn't been there with an inhaler. So I have a lot of abiding feelings about that gives me sort of a deep mistrust of the police, and it feels weird to live in a city that at city outside of City Hall, you know, 5 blocks away from the university, is willing to enact that violence on the students, right? Like our whole idea at PSU is that let knowledge serve the city, where everybody who goes here, their idea is they're going to go out into the world and into Portland and help it. And to see students especially so criminalized and attacked and diminished when really they're representative of our futures is something that really, really is disconcerting for me, not just as a student, but also as like a citizen.
Yeah, that's the bottom line. This is awakening. This walkout today is, it seemed to me, as great potential of awakening the rest of the public. It's like something, this resistance has to start somewhere. And this is open doors for everyone out there who just sits home and glued to a screen of some kind and doesn't see. As I said, this thing goes, what's in it for them? This is it. This really, because everywhere in America these days, one encounters police in one situation, one scenario or another. Finally, Donald, could you just, for listeners who are thinking, okay, I'm going to go down there, what can you give people the guidance, where to go, what's going on today, how long the event will last, and a little bit more about what's in store?
Oh, she was just asking where people can come and how long we're going to be out here.
We're going to be out here probably for another 30 minutes. We're in the Urban Plaza, Portland City University. We're at the junction of 6th and Montgomery right next to the MAC station. There's a Starbucks here. You can come sit and chill. People will be out here registering voters and having really important conversations for the next half hour. You can come through to wherever you are. Be thinking of those students that we lost, or those people that we have lost to gun violence. And take some time to think about what you can do to get involved. It's going to be, I know, more and more events like this. So look out for one coming up on the 24th. Check your calendars, check your Facebook. And I think the best thing that we can all do is be really intentional about looking into these things and finding where we can plug ourselves in. Facebook is a massive repository of places where you can go to engage. And so maybe, you know, while you're clicking around looking at memes, get some time to get involved in a community that's doing the work. Help us do it, you know. That's all I got.
Many thanks to both of you. Donald's been a guest, student activist, and Jacob Soderbergh, lifelong committed take no prisoners and no retreat, no surrender activist and citizen, of course, citizen journalist. Thanks to both of you for bringing us that. This we never did get through to any other news. Just one very quick headline that I want to try to draw a line on this, so to speak. Now Trump is on a fire everybody spree, leaving him obviously isolated in a madhouse. Really, there are virtually no one who still works there would describe the energy as good, and it seems to have maybe even transcended the chaos. He he's let go of so many people now, including his body man, who is one of the people closest to the president, takes care of the needs on a daily basis when they're here in DC and also when they are on junkets abroad. So right at the crux of discussions over visiting North Korea and also going mano a mano with the NRA, Trump has a full plate and there's basically nobody else to share that hamburger with him. This has been a Cascadia for Wednesday, February 14th, 2018. Tammy Dean, engineered for us today. Thanks, Tammy. Derek Crooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. Thanks, Derek, and I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned. We'll see you down at Urban Plaza.